Good morning, everyone. It sure is good to be back with you all, to finally be back with you. Good to be here. I want to thank you for your expressions of love and support in so many ways. They mean more to Sally and me than we can express to you. We praise the Lord that the surgery was successful, and I have not had double vision since Monday. So Sally and I are praising the Lord for that. I'm thankful to be resuming a normal schedule this week, except for Sally and the doctor won't let me back in the gym yet. Other than that, I will be resuming a normal schedule this week and will be returning to the office tomorrow morning. So I just want to thank you all. This morning, the beautiful flowers are in the sanctuary are given by Richard and Joyce Woodward to the glory of God, and they say an appreciation for Sally and myself, and we are humbled and thankful for that. So we thank them as well. And please note the encore announcement that's on the back page of your bulletin. We are receiving donations for UMCOR to that. The UMCOR stands for United Methodist Committee on Relief, and all the money, 100% of the donations that's made to the hurricane effort goes to the hurricane effort. So if you feel led to give to that at some point, you're invited to do so. UMCOR is, it's as you know, on hurricane recovery and things of that nature, it's long term, so it's not like we're going to take it up a couple of Sundays and it's no longer needed. So whatever you or would like to give to it, it will be accepted and forwarded to the needed location. Are there announcements that should be made this morning that I did not make? If not, it is a joy to be here, and Putt will now lead us in our call to worship. Let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, we know that indeed you are with us. We thank you so much that we do not have to invite you to be with us, but indeed you placed it in our hearts and invited us to be in your presence. So as your people are gathered now, our hearts and minds are open, praying that you will receive our thanksgiving and praise, and praying that we will be in such a place that indeed through this time we will be drawn closer to you. May this service be pleasing to your sight and your hearing. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen.
Our litany this morning comes from Psalm 121, one of the great psalms of encouragement. It reminds us that our strength lies in the Lord. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills. From whence does my help come?
My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
The Lord will not let your foot be moved. The Lord who keeps you will not slumber.
Behold, the one who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
Behold, the Lord is your keeper.
The Lord is your shade on your right hand.
The sun shall not smite you by day,
nor the moon by night.
The Lord will keep you from evil and will keep your life.
The Lord
will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and evermore.
This morning as we go to prayer, as always, do refer to your prayer list that is on the in your bulletin. I do want to lift up Nancy Warren this morning. Nancy is in St. Mary's Hospital in Athens and has been for about the last 3 days. And so remember remember Nancy in a special way. Are there joys or concerns that should be voiced this morning? If not, let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, we praise your most holy name. We come thanking you and praising you for being the God of love and peace and patience that you are. We come this morning thanking you and praising you because of the knowledge that whatever life may look like on the outside, we know that you are always with us. We come praising you because we know that when life is smooth, peaceful, tranquil, we are experiencing your blessing as you have led us beside the still waters. Yet we are also praising you that when life is chaotic, when life seems to be out of control, when everywhere we turn, those who are supposed to be in leadership are just as volatile as those who may be causing disruption. And we wonder where you are. You're right here. You're giving strength to those who call upon your name. You're granting protection upon those who trust in you. And you are guiding history to your ultimate end, even though at times it looks like Satan has the upper hand. And so, gracious Lord, you know every one of us in this room this morning. You know where we are in our thoughts in the world that around us. You know where we are in our personal lives. And so, gracious Lord, we just pray that we rest in place our confidence in you, and we praise you in and through everything. And in that ability to praise you in and through everything, Lord, you do know our request. You know those requests that are printed. You know the one that was mentioned this morning. You know those that are upon our hearts, known between just you and that person. Yet, Lord, we know that you care about every minute aspect of our life. And so whatever each of the needs are, Lord, we pray your healing touch according to your will and your wisdom to rest upon each one. And Lord, as always, let us never, ever forget the privilege of the freedom to assemble and to worship in your holy name. And let us never, ever forget those over previous generations and those today who have stood and who continue to stand in the gap in civilian roles and military roles between us and those who would do harm. May your protection be upon those who protect us. May your healing be upon the wounded, the visible wounds of the body and the invisible wounds of the heart, mind, and soul. And may your peace be upon the families whose loved one made the ultimate sacrifice. And we do thank you for the gathering of Christians at Walker United Methodist Church. We thank you that we experience your love directly through your Holy Spirit. We thank you that we experience your love through one another. We thank you that we are inspired through one another to continue to serve you in whatever opportunities you grant us. And so we pray that as we have received your blessings, and that we might be a blessing to this community and even the world. And when we leave these grounds, remind us that you go with us. Lead, guide, and direct our every thought, word, and deed, and bring us back to worship you and to encourage each other. We offer our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to say when we would pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Would you repeat with us the Apostles' Creed? You'll find that printed in your bulletin. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And let us pray over our offering. Our gracious and loving Lord, we give to you because you have first lavished your love and gifts upon us. We pray that as we bring these offerings to you this day, that your blessings continue upon each gift and each giver, and that you will guide us as a congregation, that every penny that has been entrusted will be used according to your will to further your kingdom in this community and even throughout the world. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen.
There's an old saying, you have to break a few eggs to make an omelet. God doesn't want us to break just a few eggs in our life. He wants us to break all the eggs. He wants us to open those eggs and take out what's inside and present it to Him. And between us and God, we can make that omelet. Driven
Lord, you are God's precious treasure. His love and his own perfect son. Send him to show us the love of the Father. Yes, the love it was love. Perfect and holy, you gave up yourself willingly. You spared no expense for my pardon. You were broken and spilled out.
Our scripture lesson this morning is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Paul, speaking to Timothy, says, "As for me, I am already being poured out as a libation, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. From now on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearing." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. This section of Paul's final charge to Timothy is indicative of Paul's life and ministry. It comes at a time when he is facing very possible execution. And as Paul stands underneath the shadow of the impending executioner's axe, Paul is able to proclaim with confidence that he had indeed been faithful to Christ, his call upon his life, and now, having no regrets, he was ready to die for the cause of Christ. In verse 6 of our scripture lesson, Paul says, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure." The New Century version of the Bible reads like this: "My life is being given as an offering to God, and the time has come for me to leave this life." Obviously, Paul is employing the Old Testament imagery of sacrifice, which was still being practiced at the time. And the drink offering was poured either on the altar, where it landing on top of the altar would spill down to the side of the altar, or it would be poured to the side of the altar. Paul is saying that his life is about to be poured onto the altar of God as a sacrifice for God's kingdom. And you'll recall, though, something else that Paul urged the Roman Christians. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, Paul urges, he says, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Paul is calling upon us to pour out our life as a living sacrifice for God. Called to become the sacrificed body and wine of Christ for the world. A lady named Judy Anderson wrote how she grew up as the daughter of missionaries in Zaire. And she said, as a little girl, she went to a day-long rally celebrating the 100th anniversary of Christian missionaries coming to that part of Zaire. She said, after a day full of long speeches, music, etc., an old man came to the podium and he insisted that he be allowed to speak. He said that he would soon die and that he alone had some important information they needed to know. If he didn't speak, the information would be buried with him. So he was allowed to speak. He explained that when the Christian missionaries came 100 years before, his people thought the missionaries were strange and their message was unusual. And so the tribal leaders decided to test the missionaries. We've all heard stories of being killed by the spears or burned at the stake or etc. But these tribal leaders were a little more sinister. What they determined to do was to secretly and slowly poison the missionaries to death. Over the period of months and years, missionary children particularly died one by one, having absolutely no idea what was killing them. Then the old man said, it was as we watched how they died that we decided we wanted to live as Christians. The story had gone untold for close to 100 years. Those who died painful, strange deaths never knew why they were dying. They never had an idea of the impact that their lives and deaths would make. But they felt a calling to serve. And that calling was honored through their sacrifice. Yet, as much as the legacy of these missionaries is rightfully admired, most of us, if any of us in this room, we will not be called to sacrifice in such a dramatic fashion. Most likely not. I like the way the late Dr. Fred Craddock stated it in a minister's conference one time. He put it this way, quote, to give my life for Christ appears glorious. To pour out myself for others, to pay the ultimate price for martyrdom, I'll do it. I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready to go out in a blaze of glory. We think of giving our all to the Lord as like taking a $1,000 bill and laying it on the table and saying, here's my life, Lord, I'm giving it all. But the reality for most of us is that he sends us to the bank and has us cash in that $1,000 bill for quarters. We go through life putting 25 cents here and 50 cents there. Listen to the neighbor's kids' troubles instead of telling them to get lost. Go to that committee meeting. Give a cup of water to a shaky old man in the nursing home. Usually giving our life to Christ isn't glorious. It's done in all those little acts of love, 25 cents at a time. It would be easy to go out in a flash of glory. It's harder to live the Christian life little by little over the long haul. End quote. As we celebrate the sacrament of Holy Communion, remember how Jesus told his disciples, "As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." We remember the sacrifice of Jesus upon the cross, obviously. But have you ever really paid attention to the New Testament? To the four Gospels? Have you ever noticed how many times that Jesus and his disciples wanted to rest, and then here came a whole bunch of people needing him again? What did he do? He served them. Seen how many times Jesus was just worn out, but somebody needed him. He responded. So yes, we remember the cross, as we should. That's the ultimate show of God's love. But Jesus, before he paid the $1,000 bill, had paid a whole bunch of quarters, a healing there, a consoling there, a feeding there. He gave it 25 cents at a time until the day came that he put the $1,000 bill on the cross. So I ask myself and I ask you, are we ready to sacrifice our life in Jesus' name? 25, 50 cents at a time, seeking to win souls, bind wounds, and heal broken hearts. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving Lord, thank you that you loved us so much that when you walked this earth as a man and you dealt with fatigue of body, mind, and emotion, you were never too tired to minister to one who needed you. And then when your ministry on this earth was done, you willingly paid the price for our sins, making that ultimate sacrifice. And so, gracious Lord, you know each one of your people this day. You know that we want to serve you. You know that we want to give our all for you. You know we want to make a difference. And so many times it's like, well, I read of the missionaries. I read of the martyrs. But am I really serving you? Well, Lord, you give us those chances every day. Help us to be alert to those times when, though it may appear small in the eyes of history or appear small in the eyes of the world, you offer us a chance to minister in your name in some small way. And perhaps at the end of our lives, all those quarters will add up to a life that served and sacrificed for you. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. We do invite everyone to participate in the service of Holy Communion. Did everyone, as you came in, pick up one of these? Real quickly, just as a quick review, in case this is your first time, there's a thin layer of plastic that goes over the wafer on top You'll take, when at the appropriate time, you'll take that off and take, eat the wafer, and then the next tab will be to unseal the juice at that point. And you will find your liturgy for Holy Communion in your bulletin insert. You that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to lead a new life following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
And lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, our Alpha and our Omega, whose strong and loving arms encompass the universe. For with your eternal word and Holy Spirit, you are forever one God. Through your word, you created all things and called them good, and in you we live and move and have our being. When we fell into sin, you did not desert us. You made covenant with your people Israel and spoke through your prophets and teachers. In Jesus Christ, your word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, 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 Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, who called you Abba, Father. As a mother tenderly gathers her children, you embrace the people as your own and fill them with a longing for a peace that would last and for a justice that would never fail. In Jesus' suffering and death, you took upon yourself our sin and death and destroyed their power forever. You raised from the dead this same Jesus who now reigns with you in glory and poured upon us your Holy Spirit, making us the people of your new covenant. On the night in which Jesus gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you." After supper, he took the cup, he gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, this is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this as often as you will in remembrance of me. And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood and empowered by the gifts of the Spirit. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And if you'll receive your sacrament. And let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, we praise you and thank you for the sacrament that you instituted your last night on this earth. We thank you that through these elements we experience your love and your grace and the reminder of your faithfulness and presence in ways that we do not otherwise. So you know the hearts of all who received the sacrament this morning. May your blessing and your touch be upon each one according to their need and their relationship with you. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. And would you please stand for the benediction? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be with each of you now and forevermore. Amen. And the ushers will escort you out.